Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, Freakos. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. And we really appreciate it. Leave a comment. Rate it. That would mean a lot. Sharing it means a lot. Keep those numbers going. Keep our job. We're going to talk today about when it's best time to leave a discussion. Some people just don't know. How you dream of some things that you did as a kid, at least according to the study. But I think some of those things are ridiculous. We'll get to that. Things that moms hate chatting about and love chatting about, and more. So we'll get to that. Also, hit us up on Facebook, Matt Ramona Facebook page, Matt Harris, Brent, Bandy, Harlan, Carrie, Doc Bowser, Ramona Holloway, Matt Ramona Facebook page, and we're good to go. Now, you got something like, Ramona's known me forever, and I think if anybody in the 90s I had bumped into and they said, you will have a couple of daughters, I would say, you're crazy. Am I going to get it? I'm a knucklehead. Then they add to it, you know, two daughters and a dog that wears a dress. I would say you're way out of your mind.
Oh, my gosh. There's absolutely no way when I first met you that I would believe that you would be a dad to somebody.
Right.
A responsible dad who wants to do a good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, wants to, fair to middling. But yes, Avery, my 10-year-old, we were away last weekend. We were able to, we had a canoe and she didn't want to get in the canoe. She was had high anxiety about being in the canoe. So he's all right.
I would have high anxiety about being in a canoe with you.
Yeah, I understand. That's true. Mm-hmm. Now that you mentioned it, me driving might've been the problem. So he said, hey, what do you want? What can we do to sweeten the pot here a little bit? And it's like, buy Jill, which is a dog, by the way, buy Jill an outfit. Like
that's what she wanted.
That's what she wanted. Mm. And we put a dollar figure on it. We didn't want her going all crazy.
I swear that's my child. I don't know how this happened, but that is my child.
You can see it on our Facebook page. It's like a, I don't know, it's like a tutu kind of looking thing. It says something about chasing rainbows or something. It's so extra girly. And you know, even my wife is like, I can't believe you're holding a dog with a dress in it. Like, don't take a picture. Putting the dog down. It's very bizarre to me because I used to mock you guys for your outfits that you put your dogs in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You put multiple outfits for your dog on.
Yes. My dog has a drawer of clothes that you have made fun of.
Oh, and I will continue to. Yeah. Well, and then Avery has, she'll take the Jill's outfit off at night before she puts her to bed or whatever, and then take the outfit and put it. She has a drawer. She emptied out a bunch of things in one of the drawers. So it's a drawer for her outfits, even though there's one in there, but she has this idea that she's going to be getting more.
Now that she knows it's a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that wardrobe growing.
I don't know. I assume the dog likes it because she's not like scratching at it or trying to pull it off. And I think maybe it keeps her warm or something. I don't know. But I always thought that
she's so cute in it. She's just so cute. I can't even take it.
Yeah. 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 I don't tell her she's cute. I don't want her when nobody else is around. I talked to her about this. Like, man, you don't have to wear this if you don't want to. Park three times if you went out of this situation. Like a hostage. You know, just blink your eyes and I'll hook you up here, Jill. So, yeah. So that's a weird thing for me in my life. And when I was a kid, I didn't have a dog to put in an outfit or pets to put in an outfit. It was not something in our house. Pets weren't a thing. I mean, we had some hamsters. They would die, you know, quickly. And then you'd have some, but no one really, but you didn't care. I mean, I never cared. I was never sad.
Hamsters that died quickly.
Yeah, they did. But I didn't kill them. Of
mysterious circumstances.
Can I tell you who your people are now? Because I was just checking out the picture of Jill in her dress on your Facebook page. And Christine, Mark McCollum's wife, she posts a picture of her dog Zippy underneath Jill's picture. And she writes, Zippy loves his clothes, also loves riding in his stroller.
Yeah, there you go.
Are your people now.
Yeah, are you going to get a
These
man purse?
Are your people.
Jill in it.
Well, I will tell you, Jill is not a fan of a walk. Like, she doesn't like to go for a walk.
Well, then the man purse or perhaps the stroller. A large fanny pack.
Oh, gosh. If it gets to that point, just put me out to pasture. There's just no point. There's just no point. Yeah, we had hamsters. A little. Every once in a while, we'd have a hamster. I recall burying some hamsters, but
every once in a while, and then they die quickly.
That
you hear what you're
horrible
saying?
For the hamsters.
I don't remember.
Were you some kind of hamster serial killer?
Yeah. I don't think hamsters live long, do they? I don't think they live very long.
I think they live.
They don't. It didn't seem like I cared. I don't really know.
Okay, so
still allowed you to own pets.
I didn't hate them or anything. I think it was like they gave it to you. Like I asked for a dog, they give me a hamster, and then I ignore it for a while, and then they bury it. And then we had a couple cats he let live in our outdoor garage for a while, but that didn't last long. They got eaten by German shepherds and died of childbirth. But what are you gonna do? Sad times.
Oh, gosh. You know,
hamsters really are sad. Supposed to live 2 to 3 years.
Wow. Yeah, well, we bought old ones. I'm thinking we bought old ones.
Old ones. Pre-owned, slightly
the rescue
used.
Hamsters that
the
were
rescue
like
hamsters.
A year and a half when you
Maybe
got
they were
them.
Gerbils. Maybe they were gerbils. Maybe they didn't live any. I don't know. I just remember them dying, and I remember like
his not name caring
was and burying them, and I was like, do I have to go to the funeral? I don't know. I mean, I get it. Do I have to have an open casket? I don't care.
Gerbils live 2 to 4 years.
We got those old too. We got them old. We went to the old gerbil farm and got them. So it was a weird childhood with that, but I like my dog. Just for the record. So
hopefully she'll live more than a couple of years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad you have a family.
I am too, really. But Amy always thinks that I have too much anxiety about the dog because I'm always like, because they'll sit there. The dog will be looking at them. They'll be on the couch or the recliner or something. The dog will be just sitting there looking at them. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Let's get Jill, put him up there. Like, well, you know, whatever. She'll get up if she wants to. She can't. It's a hardwood floor. So I'll go over and I'll put like a rug or something to let it jump up. But look, how can you ignore her? Wow. I get mad at him every night. We're watching
the dog is looking at you.
Yes. How can you ignore her? I get mad. It's a fight every night. I'm like, just get off your lazy ass, pick up the dog and put it on your lap or something. Or I go get it and I put it on my lap. I don't understand. I can just sit there and let the thing look at you and not do something. And then if I go to pick her up and she walks the opposite direction, I assume she has to poop. And they're like, we're trying to watch a show, but like the dog isn't coming to me. So I assume it has to poop. I'm taking it outside.
Gosh.
It's every night, every night.
Wow.
And or if she leaves if the dog leaves the room, I'll be like, where's she going? Where's she going? They're like, why do you care where she's going?
Do you know who else does this?
Who?
My mom, who has dementia.
What is... So the dog basically can't do anything.
I don't like the dog just
eyeball you
aimlessly.
Or leave. Or
I mean, dogs. I assume when dogs wander around, they're going to go find a place to poop or something. That's what I assume. And what else does a dog have
Tell
to do?
Tell Amy, I know of some resources that will be helpful.
There's nothing for them to do. There's nothing on their schedule. I mean, pooping's got to be like one of the only things. So if I see her walk around the corner, I'm like, where'd she go? And I go around the corner and see what happened there. You know, you don't do that to your dogs.
No. Wow. You're a helicopter.
I am.
A helicopter dog dad.
And even though Jill has not pooped in the house in months, I think you never know. What is she? What
Any
would a dog
day
do?
Now,
what is it possibly doing around the corner?
She's staring at me. I know she's going to poop.
Well, anyway, speaking
can't
of
be out of his sight.
Yeah. She says I have too much anxiety.
And you know, Amy's probably thinking, good luck, Jill, because at least it's you and not me.
Yeah. Well, I do that when Amy leaves. I do go, where'd
you assume
go?
She's
are you
pooping?
Going to poop? Are you going to go poop? I got to come see what you did.
Yeah. Where do you have to wander to? Are you looking at me?
Yeah.
You want to sit on my lap?
I put a carpet down or a rug down so she can jump.
So she can jump up on your lap.
Yeah.
You're
a
good husband.
Yeah. Yeah. I do wonder, though. I do wonder. Sometimes I'll text her, where'd you go? Or I'll send one of the kids, go find out where your mom went. Anyway,
go spy on your mom. Don't
you
give her
you act
any
like she's gone out for cigarettes and never came home.
Yeah,
that has not happened. You should be pretty secure by now. You and Amy have only been together for like 22 years.
I am secure, but I'd like to know, am I supposed to keep watching the show? Am I pausing it? Do I have time to watch my own show? Are you going to be gone for like 5 minutes?
Well, that is a legitimate question.
Yeah, I'll switch to another show if you're going to be gone a little while or whatever.
Bless it.
And, you know, I mentioned my childhood there. And this thing I saw was about people and what they wish, what they miss about their childhood. And one of the things that they said was rolling down a hill. You know, kid, like you get to the top of the hill and you roll down like a log.
Yeah. Or not whatever. A fan.
Hate it.
No.
As an not adult, I mean, I do not miss that. I do not want to do that. Do you guys?
I did it a couple of times as a kid because it was the thing to do. Well, as a kid, but I couldn't imagine it. The debris and animal feces.
I don't see the
your
appeal.
Hair and your clothes. What do I get out of this?
Allergies and whatnot. I
chance of injury.
I did it once, like not too long ago, and I just like was sick the rest of the night. I couldn't even. I did it.
What do you mean you did it not too long ago? Like, I mean, what like, was your motivation?
The kids were rolling down. I was probably having dad guilt. I hadn't spent time with them, so I'm like, I'll roll down a hill. Little did I know. That it really shakes you up for a while.
He was down the rest of the day.
I mean, it was.
Yeah.
One. He had to take a couple of sick days.
Yeah, I thought about it. I'll tell you where I did it was that, you know, the equestrian center out there. I'm like, oh, I'll roll down a hill with these kids. This will be cool.
I know exactly what hill you're talking about. In Tryon at the equestrian center.
It was late. Yeah. I mean, most of the people were gone. I'm like, I'll throw them a bone here and roll down a hill with them. Didn't help that I probably had a few beers, got a little dizzy, but.
So you basically fell is what you're saying.
I did not.
And you fall. Just went with it.
I did not fall. It was a controlled roll.
Okay.
I know girl roll. Dad is a popular hashtag, but can we get hashtag sad girl dad?
Yeah. I'm trying to find I did have this thing about what people wanted to do with the kids wanted to do with their people wanted to do wish they could do as a kid. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling all over that, but and one of them was rolling down the hill, the other one was the bouncy house, and I think that's just absurd. Who the hell wants to do a bouncy house?
I would love to have a dangerous. Bouncy house in my yard.
That is broken Hank ankle written all over.
It doesn't. Like you have the same, it's like you get some of the jump, the height that you would get from a trampoline, but you don't have to worry about falling off a trampoline.
Nah, if you fall in like
a bouncy house, you just bounce off the wall.
Breaking your ankle.
I know, there's literally
when you bounce, it gives. There's nothing
kids
hard.
Out there, man. There's kids in there. Like your kids
you're gonna
are
break your
you.
Ankle on a and child.
Yeah, well, they will take me out. I know they will.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Sad girl, dad.
They said the top things they missed. Number one was school holidays, and that's how would you miss that? I mean, I guess we get time. Well, that's weird. Number two is not having any worries about life. That's a good one. But you do have worries as a kid. They're just different. Number three, not having to pay bills. Love it. Spending all day playing and not having to work are the top ones. And the excitement when waking up on your birthday's on the list. Mm. I guess I miss excitement because I'm definitely not excited.
Hey, my birthday was in the summertime. My teacher mom didn't get paid in the summertime. None of my friends were around.
Yeah.
I don't have issues.
Seeing every day as an adventure, they miss that. Every day is kind of adventure sometimes. But, jumping in puddles, they miss that. Just go out and jump in puddles. You don't have to miss that. No one says you can't jump in puddles. It's not like
but jumping in puddles is a lot different when you're doing the laundry.
You can go out in your underwear.
It wasn't
fun
as a kid.
Young kid, I think. When they were young, they loved it. I don't think they love it so much. As
I didn't like getting wet like that.
You didn't? What a wussy.
I just didn't
how about
like
riding your bike
clothes.
In the puddles? Did you like riding the bikes in the puddles and stuff like
no,
that?
No, we jumped ramps and bikes. We didn't do puddles.
Horrible person.
it's raining out. Why am I going outside?
What can you imagine yours being his parents? I'm gonna go outside, it's raining. All the kids are playing in the rain. I'm not going out. I don't want to get wet.
Why is that so whiny? Mom, it's a thunderstorm. Do I have to go outside?
Get out there with an aluminum golf club or something.
Why is that so horrible?
They also did a survey and asked moms what they feel uncomfortable discussing. Number one was shacks, 32%. And then it was followed by weak bladders and leaky breast, which were the name of two strippers I used to see.
Oh, my gosh.
Strip clubs. Imagine strip club called Weak Bladders. Did you go there? leaky breast, baby.
And leaky breast. No. God.
Performing nightly, leaky breast.
Who brings that up in conversation?
Like, that's what I say. They find it uncomfortable discussing, but is anybody... But I assume they're bringing it. I wouldn't bring it up. I mean, I do bring up leaky, I mean, weak bladder to Amy. If she starts laughing really hard, me and the kids will be like, oh, I bet you go pee yourself.
Take bets with your kids on whether or not
this reminds me of my days of weak bladder when I'd sit front row with plastic over me. Just wait.
No, but like, you have
a funny thing happened when I coughed and sneezed.
It was like a Gallagher show.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say it's more like SeaWorld, but there's a splash zone. No, I said that. I mean, I guess I mean, everyone wanted me to talk about that on the podcast, but whatever. She, you know, when you have a few babies, sometimes when you get a good laugh going, you pee yourself. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, that you can still laugh that hard.
Why is that a good thing?
I don't know. I don't know. Matt,
I feel like
this is Matt trying to be supportive, ladies. And he doesn't know thing. How. Please bless
it's a
him.
Good thing.
It happens a lot of times after a few babies that I like it. I really, really like it.
I think it's just great that you pee yourself.
Well, here's why I think it's great. Let me explain why I think it's great, because it's a
have
definite
you been,
signal.
Have you been working on a poised pads endorsement? Like, Matt, I see what you're trying to do.
It signals the family that she really enjoyed this moment. She had to switch her sweatpants. I mean, this is, you know, that it's a good, it's been a good comedic
time. That was not a fake laugh. Look at her. She's got a pee stain. Ha ha.
Makes the kids, everybody feel good about themselves.
Does it? Does the mom feel great when she pees herself?
You seriously don't know how to make other people feel good about themselves.
I thought
that is not your lane at all.
Really,
I'm just telling you, the kids and I feel good when Amy has a little leakage. We all feel good. We know that she's had a good time. Don't be afraid, mums, to talk about that stuff.
Just let it go.
They don't want to talk about stretch marks either, or birth stories or breastfeeding. But
and if you have some stories there, we don't want to hear them.
Yeah, I do. But anyway, they do want to talk about vacation and holidays and stuff like that. But you can't help it. You're talking about that. TV programs. Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. It is very hard. You ever meet someone, and not just a mom, but anybody, and you go down the things to talk about, and you get to like the TA. So what you watching on Netflix or whatever, and they have nothing. It's I'm running. You're right. And I know it's kind of a shallow thing, but it's a main thing on the list to at least in that first start to get to know each other.
It's
like a main part.
It's easy. It's easy. Yeah. It's easy to watch a show, and it's an easy connection. But when you have someone who like is seriously not into anything that you're watching, nothing.
Or
like,
say, I don't watch TV.
What?
That one.
You can even watch a show I never heard of because I'll be interested in hearing about it. Right? You know, so.
Yeah.
But when you don't.
Except
they don't
I talked
anything,
to this one guy. He had this obscure show that he watched on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it was just like,
oh yeah, that's true.
I'm not watching that.
No, I'd watch it,
but at least you have a conversation.
It was bad. You know, I watched one episode. I was done. It was like, we're not going to connect over this.
Because even people that I know relatively well, but you haven't seen in a while, one of those kind of things. That's one of the openers to get things, you know,
always catch up that
get
way.
Get you all lubed up on that, you know.
Lubed up.
You go sports. If you're meeting a guy for the first time, you kind of go. Their job, sports, and TV. That's kind of what the order.
Yeah.
Job, and, sports, TV. Yeah.
And sometimes you'll meet a guy without a job who doesn't watch TV or play sports or watch sports. And then you're out.
Then I just punch him and run. No, I don't. I punch myself. Okay. So speaking of discussions that drag on when you're trying to find that thing, you know, to get the conversation going, they did a study and they found that almost everyone has no idea when to get out of a conversation. And the weird thing is you would think that like maybe 50% of people didn't get it because they're the ones who are going on too long or whatever, but it's like 70% don't get it. And almost everybody in a conversation in this study, thought the conversation went on too long after they had a conversation. So even the person talking thought it went too long. The person listening thought it went too long. So why can't we just tell each other we think this is going on too long?
Because it feels rude. Like, something about it feels rude.
It does.
I know I've felt like a a hostage on some phone calls. And I feel like I'm looking for a way to wrap it up. And they know that I'm wrapping it up. And I think they're wrapping it up. And it just keeps going nowhere. And you're like,
ooh. That's why you say, you know what? At this point, I'm just babbling. I better go. And then you hang up.
Right. Yeah. You have to say, well, I say, oh, I'll let you go. And that one doesn't work sometimes. It backfires like, oh, no, I don't have anything going on right now. You're not bothering me. Well, I'm going to let you go anyway.
But you know,
I called you.
Be free.
I am one of the few people who has no problem saying,
got to go by.
Yeah, I got to go by. Or I even will say, no, I'm boring myself right now.
No, no, no. You go. Ah.
Okay, that's true. Sometimes when you say goodbye.
There's nothing. And you're like, did he hang up?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I have also talked and kept walking away, like in an office setting where I kind of fade away in the conversation and they're standing there trying to listen, but I'm just trailing off. Mm-hmm. And I definitely, you've heard me in the middle of a story or something say, this is stupid. I'm not going to continue.
I'm boring myself.
Yeah, that's a good way to end it.
So I think that there should be like some sort of rule, social rule passed that we're allowed to say, okay, wait, Stop the conversation right there, everybody. Does anybody think we're good? Like,
anybody else think this is boring? Because I'm really bored myself.
Yeah, let's start adding that on, or just have a time a clock that goes off every 5 minutes, and we get to reassess. Okay, where everybody?
Everybody in favor of this conversation continuing, say aye. Those who oppose, nay.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I wouldn't even be insulted if they shot me down. I'd be like, all right, that takes the load off my plate. Right. Anyway, thank you for hanging with the podcast. Make sure you share it. Spread the word. We'd appreciate it. Hit us on the Matt and Mona Facebook page as well.